Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. A dandy with a legendary moustache and a prolific career. The French actor Jean Rochefort died last night at the age of 87. Rochefort had more than 120 films and 30 plays to his credit, with a career that spanned decades and generations. He will be remembered for classics like Le Château de ma mère, Le Grand Blond avec une chaussure noire, Un éléphant s'est trompé énormément, Le Placard, Astérix et Obélix, and more recently, Floride, where he tackled the role of a patient with Alzheimer's disease. Should we expect a Black Tuesday tomorrow? 5.5 million civil servants have been called to strike tomorrow by their trade unions, a move not seen in 10 years. As a result, major disruptions are to be expected across many services, as one teacher out of two will not be in primary schools tomorrow. On public transportation, disturbances are to be expected at airports, with 30% of all flights cancelled. The trial for little Fiona's parents. A case which is just opened before the Court of Appeal in the Haute-Loire. Burkhan Maklouf, stepfather of the girl, has already been convicted of her death and is facing 20 years behind bars, while Cécile Bourgeon has been sentenced to 5 years for non-assistance to a person in danger. An anti-wolf demonstration takes place in Lyon. It's a new element in the conflict between breeders and animal welfare associations, with breeders asking for a rise in the number of wolves permitted to be put down. Scottish separatists are calling on Madrid to respect the result of Catalonia's independence referendum. Carlos Puigdemont, head of the Catalan executive, is due to deliver a speech tomorrow and may pronounce independence. For the moment, the central government remains aloof, threatening to withdraw autonomy from the province. The Nobel Prize in Economics is attributed to an American, Richard Thaler, a theorist in behavioral finance. And in football news, only one more day before the last qualifying match for the World Cup 2018. The Blues will receive Belarus tomorrow at the Parc des Princes. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.